seem fun, and info, finfo, or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Is that Finfo and Funfo? No, that's Julie Newmark jamming it in with Dime Store Halo. JulieNewmarkMusic.com if you want to get that. Looking forward to your new blues stuff. Lose the fat, but more importantly, gain the muscle. Oprah Winfrey, many, many movie stars out there, lose, gain. As a cardiologist, what am I telling my patients? Make up your mind. But the losing, gaining thing has got to stop, because we know that's actually even worse for your heart. Well, a professor at OSU, and I believe that's Ohio State University, at the College of Public Health, Dr. Menor, has talked about athletes optimizing body weight. And she looked at this. And what she's talked about was that these are some of the conclusions Dr. Menor came up with in a paper that she wrote. Weight that minimizes health risks and promotes good healing. She was looking for the quality of the weight, not just the quantity of the weight. Weight that takes into consideration genetic makeup and family history. Weight that is appropriate for age and level of physical development, including normal reproductive function in women. And weight that can be maintained without constant dieting and restraining on food intake. What they're finally saying is the things that his doctors have been saying, that we don't all fit into those number scales, that there's quality of weight. When I start to lose weight and I work out, my overall weight goes up while my belly goes down. Holly Lucille, winner of the Masters division of the CrossFit Games. Let's throw this to you. Holly, we've got to get off of this weight gain, lose, gate, lose thing. You're an expert in this. Tell us where we need to go with it.
Well, first of all, I'm going to sit and correct you, because the CrossFit Games just happened.
What did you win?
I did. But that was a Masters competition in California through a program called A Legendary Competitor. So it's the next level invitational. So it was like an invitational throughout the year. The huge CrossFit Games are like the fittest people in the world. And I had the honor and pleasure of being able to see these athletes. And I know that they know a lot about this, because I think that this, I'm so happy that this type of information is coming out and that we're being able to get it out to the public, because you're right. A lot of people are still anchored to the number and anchored to losing weight. But it's the type of weight that we lose, and it's also the type of weight that we gain. And I think, as you said, there's a case for harm in continuing to lose, gain. And also, losing fat is one thing, but gaining muscle, are you doing that? That is most important. Now, what she found, was fascinating to me, and it wasn't fascinating to me. I think it made sense to me, as most new research that comes out does, because we tend to think through things and kind of know this stuff already. But if we can help listeners, I think what's most important, always opt for the food over the drink. Don't drink your calories is something that she said. Yep, absolutely. I got to tell you, I'm gonna, I have a coach, and she works out very hard. And I've always wondered, Decker, why her body doesn't change. She's a big girl. And when I say big, I am like, she has got extra weight on her. Now, in CrossFit, you're doing sort of gymnastics as well. And so not only are you doing Olympic lifting and being CrossFit among many different metrics, I would say, you know, gymnastics, you're throwing your body through the air in some way, whether it's on rings or just body weight. And for me, I'm like, I want to lift as little as possible, so I'm going to definitely manage my weight as I grow older. But she's like, so I actually saw her casually and socially this weekend, and I got my question mark answered. I was wondering why her body never changed, and it was because specifically of her diet. Okay, yeah. I saw her drink Gatorade. Not just one big Gatorade, two, right? And she wasn't working out. We were at the game sort of just watching. I saw her also eat a package, I guess a sleeve you would call them, of Ritz crackers. I also saw her eat a wafer type candy bar, and then an orange and green grapes. And so I'm thinking, oh my gosh, sugar. So another thing she said, and these are simple things that once again make sense. Instead of drinking orange juice, eat an orange. It has more fiber and it fills you up. And so I thought some of the things too, I think other key points that we could bring up for folks, once again, established by this study. And there, I love it. There's all this information out there. There's this sort of new kind of research going on towards intermittent fasting, and perhaps that these small meals more frequently throughout the day really isn't the way that you're going to lose weight. There is, it's called, but here's the thing. I do think it's individualized. I think people need to know that they are biochemically different, what their needs are. There is a school of thought for intermittent fasting. Perhaps we're going to throw a segment up there regarding intermittent fasting, what it is, what it's not, who might it be good for. But for the most part, in my book, from a practitioner's perspective, I think that intermittent fasting would work if people's adrenals were healthy. I think if your adrenals are not healthy, they have to work too hard.
You're going to dump cortisol and you're going to gain. Absolutely.
You got to work too hard to maintain that appropriate blood sugar. So I say eating breakfast, breaking the fast, absolutely very, very important to not only losing weight, but also being able to have the quality of weight lost.
Let me add something to that. 80% of the people she found who lost 30 pounds a year and who kept it off, the characteristics of the people who kept it off, ate breakfast but skipped the processed cereals. So, Franken Puffs or whatever the heck they're called these days, that's not considered breakfast. In fact, I don't consider that food, along with the boxes and all that stuff. So there's your characteristic right there. We always try and find the characteristics of the people who did, but on an individual basis. They got plenty of protein. They got 30% of their calories from protein, exercised regularly. And
well, that's the big thing. I don't want you to go so fast over that. Exercise regularly. Okay. Because I've got too many people that are watching the caloric intake, they are watching the scale, and they are skinny fat. They are in this category that we're talking about. They are not gaining the muscle that we need for our heart, they're skinny fat. Exercising regularly, this may seem obvious for folks, but many seasonal athletes and people pack on the pounds during, you know, certain seasons or quite honestly, Decker, certain times. I have a friend who has a shoulder injury right now, and she's giving herself the pass to exercise. I had my shoulder immobilized for 8 weeks, and as soon as I could make sure I wasn't going to hurt myself, I was out doing other things. I was doing other things and making sure that my heart rate stayed up. Exercising regularly is so important. Make it a habit. It doesn't have to be long and intense. Consistency over intensity is in my book for this one.
Avoid fad diets. So they had 30 pounds off. They might have needed another 20. You're tempted. You're tempted to jump on the fad. The people who kept it off did not do the fad diet. And I found that just wonderful to be able to say on the radio, because we're always trying to look at lifestyle versus fads. And I'll always say, if you are somebody that does fads for weight loss, you want to move your fads to habits. Fads to habits. When I talk to people in high health and different health food stores and things like that, I'll talk about, okay, you lost 25 pounds doing this. How do we move this to a habit that can keep it off? And I think that that's what this lady's talking about, is moving these fads into these habits. Now, Holly, you said the fat skinny thing. I have problems. I seem to either do my diet great or my exercise great. Why is it in my head, Holly, that when I exercise, I feel entitled to eat junk? What is going on with me?
I'll tell you what's going on with you. I don't know if I'm going to remember them all right now, but Dr. Carolyn Mace is a medical intuitive, okay? And we don't have enough time for this, but I'll tell you what's going on, and we'll probably pull up a segment to talk about the other things. But yeah. I think sometimes it's really the gift of treating the whole person. There's an internal saboteur sometimes that gets in somebody's way of success. And it goes saboteur.
And it's a very polite way of saying it.
Well, it goes way deeper than just, you know, like I said, it's the ultimate of treating the whole person. I got it down physically, you know, calorically, exercise, etc. But when I'm working with somebody, you got to open it all up, because who knows what's going on and why they're sabotaging themselves. I'll let you take it out.
Lose the fat, but more importantly, gain the muscle. Eat breakfast. Get plenty of protein, 30% of your calories. Exercise regularly and avoid the fat diets. That's to keep off the gain weight, lose weight cycle. Muscle being important. Radio MD.